Alex Jones lights the fuse, and Harrison Smith keeps it roaring. This is the War Room.
Oh, man. The Rogues Gallery, the Peanut Gallery are sounding off. Oh, no. Oh, no, you guys. We've lost the Misfit Patriot. What do we do? What are we going to do without the Misfit Patriot? Oh, no. So, yeah, we got some responses from this Donald Trump attack. Just crazy. Should we go through it piece by piece? Maybe we should go through this. But Laura Loomer responds, President Trump just slammed the woke Reich, including Tucker Carlson, Megyn Kelly, Candace Owens, and real Alex Jones. Trump called them nut jobs and troublemakers. Oh, no. Oh, no, not nut jobs and troublemakers. Oh, boy. What are we going to do? He said Tucker should see a good psychiatrist. Yeah, I bet he did. Finally, it's been a long time coming. Yeah, finally, your incessant pestering has paid off, Laura. Well done. You've annoyed Donald Trump into doing your bidding and setting himself on fire. Congratulations. Again, you know, it's like you're going to see a bunch of, I guess for lack of a better term, people like Laura Loomer and Mark Levin, you know, sounding off on this in case, as if this is a big, devastating attack. It's just not. That's probably the most pathetic thing about this is like, Alex Jones didn't even get angry at this. I'm just saying. This man named Alex Jones, he's sort of known for, just put it mildly, just a little bit of a temper. He's got a little bit of a temper sometimes. I think you'll all know that. We appreciate it. It's what makes him him. But, yeah, this it's not even like we're not even getting angry. It's just like, okay, I'm sorry this happened to you. Like, this is weird. Alex Jones was Trump's biggest supporter. This is from Cernovich. Alex Jones was Trump's biggest supporter by far back when InfoWars was bigger than all of cable and network news combined. This was in 2015 before the censorship crackdown, which Trump did not fight. Trump let everyone get banned and didn't do anything to fight back. Let me lay it down for you again in case you missed it in the last segment or the hundreds of times we've talked about this in the past. Alex Jones became a target 1 week after Donald Trump got elected, specifically and explicitly because he got Donald Trump elected. And I don't, if the crew can find, it's either in the system somewhere or you can go on my X, search disinformation expert, because we've played the clips before. I'd like to play them again. The so-called disinformation expert, the person who dedicates her entire life, works a full-time job just studying InfoWars, just studying Alex Jones, and under oath and in the trial on the record, she lays out how it was Alex Jones that got Donald Trump elected. And she's giving this testimony during the Sandy Hook trial because that's what it was about. Because time and time again during the Sandy Hook trial, we heard Alex Jones must be taken off the air. Alex Jones must be silenced so that we can cut his political movement off at the knees so that we can stop him from ever ushering another Donald Trump into the limelight like he did in 2015, 2016. So it's not just that, you know, he didn't stand up for us during the free speech, you know, destruction, the censorship that occurred. It happened because we supported him. And he still did nothing to help us. And he still, it's his administration that is stopping or not moving forward with the lawsuits that we have about our rights being flagrantly broken right in front of everybody. So even if we were against Trump, as the president of the United States and as somebody who ostensibly believes in free speech, then he should have stood up for us even more so because he literally owes our presidency. He owes his presidency to us. That's what you get for being Donald Trump's friend. That's what you get for giving him something without demanding something in return. That's what you get. The support that Alex Jones gave Donald Trump is worth far more than any amount of money given to him by Miriam Adelson. And if you're running for president in 2016, $200 million worth of ad buys isn't going to do very much. Ask Hillary Clinton. No, the real power in 2016, the real power that got Donald Trump into office was the actual grassroots support from us. But we just gave it to him because we like him, because we wanted to support him, and because he was saying what we had been saying. We didn't form our ideology around Donald Trump. That's what most other people in the media sphere these days, that's where they came from. Even Tucker Carlson, right? Even Tucker Carlson was a neocon, then he became a Trump supporter, and now he's sort of moved on to the more InfoWars side of things. But we were always there. They moved to us. Donald Trump reflected our talking points, not the other way around. Fox News executives begging Mark Levin and Sean Hannity to write this post as they breathe their last dying breath, request for Trump to save their failing organization that promoted the death jabs while covering for the plandemic, illegal 2020 election heist, and J6 Fed surrection. Again, the thing is that we don't even need to say anything. Just wait till November. You can disbelieve us. You can think we're crazy. You can tell us to go to a psychiatrist. I mean, that's fine. How's that going to work out for you? Which, you know, this is really the sad part, is that it's America that's suffering from all this. It's America that's going down because of Trump's just incapacity for human behavior. Yeah, let's go to some of these. So, and oh man, there's just so many angles to take with this. Well, let's keep hearing from the Peanut Gallery for a second. Mark Levin: I'd encourage normal people, wonderful podcasters and others who are decent and patriotic and civic-minded, to stop going on these woke-reich neo-fascist shows and participating in these absurd debates. Stop lending your credibility. Stop. Please stop. Just, would you please stop? He's just begging people to stop. Just stop listening to them and stop looking at them. Just listen to me. Just keep listening to me. It's like, oh, why? Because anybody who listens to anybody other than you realize what a toad you are, what a discredited scumbag you truly are. Stop lending your credibility to their shows and platforms. We have the credibility, you do not. They rely on you to give. And remember, this comes a day after, by the way, there were rumors all over X. It's been not confirmed so far. But when you look between the lines, when you look at the rumors going around about, oh, they're going to start investigating foreign involvement, foreign, you know, funding for podcasters and things. Apparently, there's not actually an investigation into that. There can't be, because all of these people are paid by Israel, so it's just a stupid thing for them to try to do. Not that it really matters. Like, it's just, this is the construct of our law now is, you know, foreign involvement is really bad unless it's Israel, right? Russia bought some Facebook ads in 2016, and we haven't stopped hearing about it ever since. But take a look at AIPAC in Israel. I mean, this is, you know, established at this point. So, you know, it's like, I guess this is just our lot. It's just our lot in life is we just get nothing. We just get nothing. We get these people elected and they immediately turn around and sell us down the river and embrace the people who are fighting against them and trying to stop them. It really is pathetic what they've done to Donald Trump. Very sad. He's got 5 million followers and he gets 12,000 views and less than 400 likes on this post. They're beyond unpopular. Like, it's not even, like, again, I've you just really have to think about it. They have literally Mark Levin, as the president of the United States, issuing out directives to go watch his show. We are still more popular than him. We have had literally hundreds of millions of dollars stolen from us, hundreds of millions of dollars poured into our destruction. Even the videos we're about to show with this disinformation expert, she talks about the fact that there is an entire industry whose daily bread comes from studying InfoWars like a general studies the enemy's army's movements. They study us in order to destroy us. They are constantly working behind the scenes to try to disrupt and destroy us. And yet we're still succeeding wildly, wildly. Like we talk about with the ADL, where they go up and they brag about having 40 engineers and A-B testing slogans so they can best manipulate the American people. And it's like they go on and on about the resources they have and the experts and the, and it's like, you're still losing. You're still losing. We don't have any of that stuff. You know what? I have me. I have me. I sit here and I just say things that I think I'm still more popular. We are still more effective than these people with entire industries behind them because their industry is built on lies, manufactured consent, and propped up fake forced audiences. They don't actually exist. So, you know, it's just you're just shooting yourself in the foot and revealing your true character for everybody to see. For everybody to see. And he says, you know, I know why Tucker Carlson, Megyn Kelly, Candace Owens, and Alex Jones have been fighting me for years. Now, again, Alex Jones has been very deeply dedicated to resisting the drive to criticize Trump and has been criticized and attacked for it endlessly. Again, doesn't appreciate it. What was that? What the hell was that? Pull that up. Who is this? Syrian girl wrote, Pakistan defense minister is furious over Israel's destruction of ceasefire. So this is the Pakistan defense minister says Israel is evil and a curse for humanity. While peace talks are underway in Islamabad, genocide is being committed in Lebanon. Innocent civilians are being killed by Israel, first Gaza, then Iran, now Lebanon. Bloodletting continues unabated. I hope and pray for people who created this cancerous state on Palestinian land to get rid of the European Jews burn in hell. I pray people who created the cancerous state of Palestine burn in hell. Israel's evil and a curse for humanity. He has his hand on the Pakistan nuclear button. I think he should press it. I think he should press. I think you should nuke Israel, Pakistan. Here's my idea. Nuke Israel, okay? Don't tell anybody I said so, but it would be just. It would be just and right and good. Pakistan defense minister calls for Israel's annihilation. Everybody's saying it. Everybody's saying it these days. You know, I was just a little ahead of the curve. Everybody gets it now from the prime minister's office.
I can't believe he's accusing us of committing a genocide against Amalek.
Yeah, all right. So he says, Alex Jones has been fighting me for years. Okay. And it's he says it's because they have one thing in common, low IQs. They're stupid people. I mean, did I not go on a rant about this like 3 days ago? It's like comical. Now, you could come up with other reasons. Are all persona non grata? I effing told you. Told us what? That Donald Trump's an idiot? Tucker Carlson, Alex Jones, Megyn Kelly, Joe Kent, Hodge Twins, Candace Owens, Sean Ryan, all people I used to think were truth seekers. I was fooled, which I guess is hard because I always take people at face value, and now I can say they're just playing the part, following the clicks. The quartering is a fat idiot who tried to debate Rex Jones, and his only defense was, I'm an idiot. I'm not even kidding. He literally was like, nobody should take me seriously. I don't understand politics. If I say something serious about politics, you should not take me seriously. That was literally his argument. Robert Barnes, you can disagree with them without classifying them as frauds. Strange critique coming from someone infamous for click chasing. I encourage everybody to go on YouTube and search the words Kino Casino. Do me a favor. Pull up a YouTube tab. Type K-I-N-O space C-A-S-I-N-O. Jeremy, the quartering, is currently talking about suing those gentlemen, PPP and Andy Worski, for telling the truth about him relentlessly. He's an embarrassing mess who is panicking because nobody cares what he has to say because, as he admits himself, he doesn't know the first thing about politics and shouldn't be taken seriously as a pundit. So, I mean, that's his defense for why he's wrong about everything. It's very, very pathetic. Like, this is the thing. We're supposed to feel what? Like, intimidated by this? We're supposed to feel upset about this? What are we talking about here? history of degeneracy exposed. We should reach out to the Keno Casino guy. Let's see if the casino guys want to come on. Andy Worski, PPP, extremely talented broadcasters. I think they should come on and give us the lowdown of who quartering really is. Like, the everybody mentioned here, I don't know about Megyn Kelly exactly. You know, Megyn Kelly sort of screwed us over on the Sandy Hook thing too. So she, you know, we got our own issues with her. But Tucker Carlson fired off Fox News for telling the truth, right? Fired off Fox News for continuing to talk about things that Fox News didn't want him to, the truth. He is now far and away the most popular broadcaster probably in the world right now. 10 times as big as he ever was during his time on Fox. Real Candace Owens, at Real Candace O on X. Similar, right? She worked for the Daily Wire, but she talked about Israel in a way that wasn't lying to her audience. So she was fired for that. So what's actually happened here is that they, the powers that be, are watching their universal societal network control no longer be effective, and they're looking for other methods of destruction. Do you see what I mean? It used to be that firing somebody off of Fox News, that was it. You didn't have to worry about him anymore. So that's what they did. What happens? He gets bigger than ever before, becomes totally uncontrolled, and can just systematically destroy the fake narrative from a cabin in the woods. So now they're like, what do we do now? We fired him off Fox News. That should have been it. That should have been the end. In the old days, it would have been. That doesn't work anymore. So now they have to try to discredit him. But everything he says is accurate and true and respectable and intelligent. Which again, is the silly thing about this argument is to treat any of these people like they're stupid. Candace Owens has trouble pronouncing things sometimes. That's can't be avoided. But, you know, it's like, I was gonna actually put out this tweet yesterday, but, you know, basically, "you're stupid" is Hebrew for "I've lost the argument." I've translated. I figured out the translation. When someone calls you stupid or a moron or an idiot or a retard without any further discussion, evidence, anything, especially when you're just saying, like, the sky is blue, like you're saying something just utterly and completely obvious, and then they're just like, "I didn't realize how stupid you were." And you're like, "All right, man, sure." It's when they have nothing, they have no argument, and they want to use it. And it's not even about trying to make you stupid. It's about trying to make other people who disagree with you feel like they're smart for disagreeing with you. But it doesn't work because all of these people are incredibly intelligent. So that must not be it. It must be something else. Are they foreign agents, Trump? Is that what it is? So, I mean, you can see what's happening right now. They're losing the argument. Donald Trump is losing popularity and losing the grip on the political movement that he needs to stay out of prison for the rest of his life. So they're panicking, which is, again, just very silly because they can just, you know, it's like if you ever watch a sitcom and the whole plot will revolve around some misunderstanding, and the whole thing, it's like, it's not even enjoyable to watch because it's just frustrating. Because it's like, man, if these two people just said what was going on to each other, like, this wouldn't even be an issue. Do you know what I'm talking about? These plots where it's just like, man, if they just would, you know, speak openly to each other, this wouldn't be an issue. But instead, we gotta, you know, run around. So, like, in this case, Donald Trump is just lashing out at the people who are right. And you don't have to believe us. You can call us names and smear us at the end of the day. You're going to be in jail because the left is going to throw you in jail and then nobody's going to defend you. So again, it's not even like, you know, bitter or or whatever, man. It's just like, this is just who Trump is, I guess. Who Trump is. Rex Jones, badges of honor all around. The emperor has shamed us for saying that he clearly wears no clothes. The tailor Netanyahu has turned him against us, the American people. Yeah. Nobody cares about them, which is why he had to write a screed about us. They're low IQ, which is why people are listening to us and not you, because we're right about everything. So again, I can't even be like mad at this. It's just pathetic and sad. And Drew Hernandez, is Trump even writing these anymore? Trump has completely disavowed the very independent media that got him elected. And then, you know, went bankrupt for the sake of getting him elected, never got any help, never, you know, even now, we literally have had our civil rights destroyed. Trump's not doing anything about it. There are reports that Iran is charging fees to tankers going through the Hormuz Straits. They better not be, and if they are, they better stop now. Oh, stop right now, impotent President Trump. We give Trump to Iran. Would they like him? They can pretend he's president. I don't know. Can we put the old man in a home already? This is kind of it, right? This is kind of like the last straw. Like, it's so clearly, he's so clearly lost and co-opted and controlled by these Jewish influences around him. It's very sad. It's very sad and pathetic. Kiss of death, says Misfit Patriot. Yeah. To America. No, it's a kiss of death to America. They are deliberately tanking the Republican Party so that a bunch of leftists can be swooped in. This might help us. This might be great news, actually. Hey, when the leftist militias go around rounding up all the Trump supporters, just remember that ain't us, okay? We didn't want to be a part of this Iran war. We didn't want to deport a bunch of college students for opposing Israel. That was these people. Go get Misfit Patriot and Mark Levin and Laura Loomer. Have fun. I don't know what else to say. Yeah. I'm going to have to take your calls on this. I'm going to have to open up your calls so you can sound off on what you people think. Are you turning against us? Now that you know that glorious leader Donald Trump doesn't like us anymore, I bet you're not going to listen to us anymore, huh? You are only listening to us because we've been supporting Trump for so long, right? And now you're not going to listen to us anymore? Is that how this is going to work? Poor Trump. Ladies and gentlemen, you know the power of turmeric, but have you felt it? Have you tried the ultimate turmeric gummies, the delicious way to harness the ancient power of golden turmeric, supercharged with ginger root and black pepper for maximum impact? Each gummy delivers 125 milligrams of premium turmeric extract packed with curcumin, the clinically studied compound shown to support healthy inflammation response, ease everyday aches, and promote joint comfort so you can move through life with ease. We added real ginger root, trusted for centuries to calm digestion and soothe the stomach, plus a precise dose of black pepper extract with pepperine, proven to boost curcumin absorption by up to 2,000%. That means more of the good stuff actually gets where your body needs it. No capsules, no bitter aftertaste, just one tasty tropical-flavored gummy a day, or two if you're feeling extra, to help you feel lighter, looser, and more energized. Ultimate Turmeric Gummies, ancient wisdom meets modern science in the best-tasting form possible. Grab yours today and start feeling the ultimate difference in health. With Ultimate Turmeric Gummies, inflammation doesn't stand a chance. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com.